Okay, let's see. I think Ray is next. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the potassium iodide, there was a few years ago you told about how to take it for like a cough in your lungs. And I
Yes,
was
sir.
wondering what that dosage was.
Okay. Well, that's one of the few things I keep mentioning this because it is true. One of the few natural medicine things I learned at medical school from a lung doctor called a pulmonologist, and he had the lowest rate of readmission to the hospital of patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease who do catch a lot of coughs and colds and sometimes end up in the hospital. And everybody was making fun of him because here's what he did. 6 drops of potassium iodide in water, swallowed daily. Now, why were they making fun of him? Well, it wasn't the conventional thing to do. He said he didn't care. Take a look at my statistics. What that does is it gets into the respiratory tract secretions of everywhere from the nose all the way down the respiratory tract in the lungs, and it kills germs. Simple as that.
Well, I know it worked. When I did it a few years ago, I had this summer cough, cold or whatever it was, and it knocked it out. But I couldn't remember. So it's a little less dosage than what you were talking to that lady about with the airplane thing. You
Yes,
were saying
ma'am.
3 to 4. Yes, sir. It's anyway. I still have my bottle of the TriQuench.
Yeah,
I
sure.
mean, it'll last forever unless it evaporates.
That's
But
right.
so
That's a
there's
nice thing about minerals.
six drops daily.
6 drops daily. Now, here's the thing. If this is going to be long term, then you
What's
might want
long
to,
term?
yeah, then you might want to check in a few months with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get a thyroid test done just to make sure. Now,
Oh no, it wouldn't be that long.
the people with COPD were taking it for a lifetime, so they had to monitor that. But even at that, the 6 drops doesn't suppress very often. It's you have to use a whole lot of drops to suppress yourself easily. But
Right.
again, 6 drops doesn't suppress very often. And there you go, sir. And one other thing, if you've got a cough coming on, and maybe you're getting an infection, it's perfectly okay to double up on that for a couple of days and then drop back to the 6, just to make sure you kill those germs that are getting you infected, and then you keep them away.
Okay. Hey, a quick question on testosterone. I have a friend who has a ileostomy, which means you recommend a place that you tell men to put it. Doesn't work for him. So, can where is a good place to apply the testosterone cream he takes?
Okay, even if we've had an ileostomy, that rectal, and I shouldn't say rectal, it's the perianal area. It's not up inside, it's on the outside. And if we happen to be 3 years old with a mirror and bend over to take a look and see what's there, what we'll notice is it looks red, just like lips look red, and that the skin starts about half an inch outside that anal opening. And that perianal mucosa is a mucous membrane, which means there's no fat cells underneath the top surface, and that accepts those hormones, including testosterone, much, much better than skin does over the long run.
Well, I hate to say this on the air, but he said that that part was sewed up
Oh, okay.
because of his
Well,
ileostomy.
then his other alternative, which works for about 95% of those who try it, is getting some DMSO, diluting it to 70%. You usually can get it in the natural food stores, Toma Dispensary, and compounding pharmacies, etc. It usually says 99.9%. My math skills are weak, so I just call that 100%. So use
Right.
7 parts of that and 3 parts of distilled water, and that gets you to 70%, which is what Dr. Stanley Jacob, who researched this very thoroughly, said was a very good concentration to help things absorb. So you rub in the testosterone in any place in the skin you'd like, and then you take a few drops of the DMSO and rub that in, maybe a few more drops if you need them, until you can't see the testosterone cream anymore. And I know that just 2 months ago, somebody came in for whom that did not work, but that's pretty unusual. Most guys find, what do you know? That testosterone gets right in there. And the only problem is it gives you a little bit of DMSO breath for a couple hours after you did it, so don't go on a hot date during those 2 hours.
Okay. Now I heard one doctor on the radio say that you got to change about every 6 months because you get this buildup in your fat cells, the location. Is that true, or is that just?
If you don't use DMS, if you don't use DMSO, that's very unlikely to happen. If you don't use it, it can happen, yes, sir. And that's why we recommend the mucous membrane, because that never quits accepting.
Right, right. Well, I know, but I just wondering for him, because he sees somebody needs testosterone cream, and I just thought I'd ask. Thank you so much for all your information. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad you asked for him, because like I say, over 90% of everybody with DMSO gets that stuff right in, with the adverse effect being DMSO breath.
You know, when I apply my DMSO to some with some other like stuff, there's a lot of heat released, and is that typically, you know, in chemistry that means that the molecule is changing, but the DMSO still works?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We followed up a lot of people with blood tests before and after, and yes, it does work.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.